Sunday in the Dueling Dugouts 12U Baseball Championship from the Sports Zone Alliance, Highland completes bracket play 3-0 on the day as they capture the 12U Championship. They defeat the Ohio Valley Vipers in the championship game by the score of 7-6. Highland started the day with the win in bracket play over the Mid-Ohio Blitz in the quarterfinal game, 8-6. Then in the semifinals, they win 13-0 over the IVL Bennett team out of Wadsworth. Highland then would get themselves into the championship game where they would score three runs at the top of the first inning. An RBI double by Micah Miller, an RBI double by Blake Yoder, and also a run would score as well on a ground out by Evan Yoder, knocking in Yoder in that same inning. And Highland led 3-0 after the top of the first. The Vipers would score two runs themselves in the bottom half of the inning to make it 3-2. Highland would add a run in the second to make a 4-2 lead. Then they would add on another run in the fourth after an RBI double by Micah Miller that would knock in Ben Stolcevus, who had a leadoff single in that inning. And Highland at that point led 5-2, but then the Vipers would score again with two runs in the bottom of the fourth to make it 5-4. Highland had two big insurance runs, though, in the top of the sixth, an inside-the-park home run by Blake Yoder, his second of the day. And it was also after another run would score after a double by Cody Miller. He would score on two back-to-back wild pitches, and Highland led 7-4. Two runs would score by the Vipers in the bottom of the sixth, but that would be it. And Highland hung on to get the 7-6 win, the capture of the Dueling Dugouts 12U Championship. Highland Yoder had 7 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, 10 left on base. Micah Miller led the way, going 3-for-4. He had 2 doubles, 2 RBIs. He would score a run, and Micah Miller actually finished up going 8-for-9 at the plate on the day. Mike Leoder, also a terrific day, and in this game he would go 3-for-4 at the plate, including that inside-the-park home run, a double. He would finish up with 2 RBIs and score 2 times. For the Vipers, they would go with 6 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and 2 left on base for this Ohio Valley Vipers team out of Austintown. And for Highland, getting the win on the mound was Eli Reilly. He went 4 innings, allowed 4 runs, 4 earned, 3 hits allowed. He struck out 3 and walked 3, while Micah Miller got the save, pitching the final 2 innings of relief. With the loss on the other end for the Vipers, that was Graham Krenn. He threw 4 innings, allowed 5 runs, 3 earned, 7 hits, struck out 4, and he walked 2 batters. With the win, Highland and Yoder will improve the record to 13-1 in the summer, 5-0 to complete the Dueling Dugouts 12U Championship. So they will be the 2026 Dueling Dugouts 12U Champions. And with the loss, the Highland Valley Vipers will drop to 6-2 overall. They finish as a runner-up in the Dueling Dugouts tournament. They go 3-1 in tournament play. Again, the final. The 2026 Dueling Dugouts 12U Championship belongs to the Highland Yoders. They win it by the final score of 7-6 over the Highland Valley Vipers. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.